Welcome to the James River Church podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor John Lindell. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
We're so glad that you're here this morning. This is one of 16 services that we're doing between four campuses. We've got services just like this in Joplin, the North Campus, the West Campus, and here at the South Campus. Well, the race is on to get that perfect Christmas gift. Some of you are deal hunters, and hopefully you did well on Black Friday or Cyber Monday. Others are last minute shoppers, but no matter what kind of shopper you are, the exciting thing is to be able to give a gift that you not only know the person wants, but you know that they need. That makes giving even more fun. And for us here at James River, we have a thing called the season of giving. It starts really in the middle of November and goes through to Christmas, as literally through the generosity of the people of James River, we are helping thousands of people with thousands of needs and being able to share the love of Christ to them. And so we wanted to let you in on the service just as part of our James River Christmas to give one of the gifts in each of the services. Again, this is happening all the campuses. But I want to ask if Patty would come out, Patty Soder, if she could come on out. And she's accompanied by Josh and Laura Longnecker, our community care pastors. Let's give a big round of applause to Patty. Patty is a single mom, and Patty has had some challenges that she's faced, but she's faced them with faith. She's faced them with faithfulness. She's a big part of James River, a faithful volunteer. But I know this. I know that one of the challenges you faced is that your car broke down. You couldn't get it fixed. You sold it for scrap. So she has been without a car for quite a while. And so what we wanted to do is we wanted to give you this gift. We want to give you a, let's see what it is. It is a 2017 Ford Focus. All right, Christmas red. There you go. Merry Christmas to you. We also want to give you a card with a gas card in it so that you can gas it up. But we want you to know this, Patty, that this is more than just a gift from James River Church. This is a gift from the Lord to you. This is a gift that speaks of his care for you, his love for you, that he's watching over you. And so a very Merry Christmas to you. God bless you. So exciting to do that, isn't it? To be able to give gifts like that at Christmas. And you know, we give gifts at Christmas because God gave us the greatest gift of all. And that's why through the month of December, we're starting a series today. It'll carry through this month on gifts God gives at Christmas from the Gospel of John. And so each week we're going to look at different gifts that he gives. We're going to start with the most important gift, and that is the gift of forgiveness. There's not a better gift that any one of us could get from the Lord than the gift of forgiveness. And so what I want to do is I want to read to you from John chapter 8, and we're going to see this gift of forgiveness, John chapter 8 and verse 2. We'll bring it up on the screen. You can follow along as I read. Early in the morning, he, that's Jesus, came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery. And placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery." Can you imagine this? The shame of that moment for her, the embarrassment, as there is a crowd gathered there, and this woman is brought having been caught in the act of adultery. Maybe covering herself only with a quickly grabbed blanket, people at times will say, "Well, where's the man?" And we assume one of two things, either that he escaped or that maybe more likely, he was all part of the religious leaders' plan. It was a plan to trap Jesus because they hated Jesus. They wanted to discredit Jesus. And so what they tried to do was they wanted to see what he would do with this woman, because the law of Moses said that she should be stoned, that she should be put to death. So the issue was, how is Jesus going to deal with this woman? What is he going to do? If he lets her go, and they know that's how he has worked with sinners. He's been known as the friend of sinners. They're expecting a merciful response, and they're hoping to capitalize on that by saying he's not much of a rabbi because he doesn't fulfill the law of Moses. The key issue then in this passage is simply this. How will Jesus respond to sinners? And the answer is, he responds by giving the gift of forgiveness. God offers forgiveness. That's what Christmas is about. There's three things I want you to notice about the gift of forgiveness. First of all, it's a gift that everybody needs. Everybody needs forgiveness. In fact, look at it in verse 5. It says, now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. What do you say? And they said this to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down, wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her. And once more, he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. We don't know what he was writing on the ground. There's a lot of speculation on that. What we do know is what he said. Look at it in verse 7. Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her. Some have said, well, you know what this proves is we shouldn't go judging people. But the point isn't that sin can't be judged. The point is that everyone deserves judgment. I mean, listen to this. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, we read this, for the wages of sin is death. Her sin, my sin, your sin, the religious leader's sin, everybody's sin brings death, deserves punishment. Sin has to be punished. The reason why they dropped their stones was because Jesus reminded them that they had the same need that she had. They needed forgiveness. Every single person needs forgiveness. Second, forgiveness is a gift that God wants to give. God wants to give forgiveness. That's what Christmas is about. God sent his son as a savior that you and I might know forgiveness of our sin. Look at it in verse 8. And once more he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus stood up and said to her, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? I mean, was she guilty? Yes. She'd been caught in the act of adultery. But Jesus says to her, I don't condemn you. That's the essence of Christianity. That God does not come to condemn sinners. In fact, in John chapter 3 and verse 17, a verse often overlooked because of it follows John 3:16, one of the most famous verses in all the Bible. Listen to what it says. It says, "For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world." It's not why Jesus came. Why did he come? But to save the world through him. In other words, Jesus says, "I don't condemn you. I will be condemned for you." That's the gospel. He doesn't condemn us. He bears and suffers our condemnation. He does it as a gift to us. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death," but watch this, "the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." It's a gift that God wants to give us. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave." What did he give? His only son. That's Christmas. That's why we celebrate it. Apart from God giving his gift, we have nothing to celebrate. "But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." It is a gift, forgiveness is, that God wants to give. The third thing I want you to notice about forgiveness, and you don't want to miss this, it's a gift that changes your life. Forgiveness, God's forgiveness, is a gift that fundamentally, miraculously transforms a person's life. Look at it in verse 11. Jesus said, "Has no one condemned you?" And she said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." You know, a lot of people try to live this passage out in reverse. What they do is, instead of allowing God to transform them, they try to clean themselves up and then appear before God. So I meet people all the time who will say, "You know, I need to get back in church, but I got a few things I got to take care of first." In other words, what they're saying is, "I've got a few habits I have to break. I have a few relationships that I know aren't good. I've got a few things going on in my life. And when I get those all taken care of, then I'll be good enough to worship God. Then I'll be good enough to walk with God. Then I'll be good enough to go to church." But it doesn't work that way. You and I can't earn our own right standing with God. You and I can't clean ourselves up. The power for leaving your old life isn't in you. It's in that gift of forgiveness. It changes you. It transforms you. It makes you into a different person. You don't change and then receive God's gift. You receive his gift, and then it changes you from the inside out. And that change is miraculous. That change is powerful. A change does things in our life that we could never do ever on our own. Now, I know as I say that, there are some and you're saying, "You know what? I hear you saying that, but what does that look like in a day-to-day life, in a person's life? How does that gift of forgiveness really change them?" And that's a great question. Maybe the best way to answer it is to just hear the testimony of someone who experienced God's life-changing power. Candy and Jason Altec, last Christmas at James River Christmas, had their life changed by the gift of forgiveness. Let's let them tell their story.
My name is Candy Altick. This is my husband, Jason. We've been attending James River for 2 years now. Back in 2007, I met my husband, Jason. He was actually on the Walnut Grove Fire Department, and I was actually on the Willard Fire Department, where we were both volunteering.
We actually met at the 4th of July parade. Mm-hmm. She was collecting money for MDA, and well, I put a dollar in her boot, and kind of sparked from there.
As a child, my mom and dad, they didn't have the greatest relationship. I didn't see a loving family. What I just seen was just nothing but fighting and chaos. I mean, I guess I just didn't know what love should look like, what a relationship looked like. Going into adulthood, I was in and out of relationships. There was a lot of cheating. There was not one man that I was in a relationship with where they did not cheat on me. In my first marriage, and my second marriage, it actually was physical abuse and sexual abuse. You get to a point where you feel like it's all your fault. You're worthless. You'll never measure up to anything, and that there's nothing that you can do to make anybody happy, and you just blame yourself and everything that you do.
When we first met, I really didn't know that much about her past. A lot of emotions, feelings, mistrust from that. So it reflected on our marriage, and it made it hard.
Because of everything that happened to me, I felt insecurities anytime that he even talked to another woman. I would actually have him video record where he was going and what he was doing because I did not trust him.
I thought at that point our marriage was over because of her past, that she wouldn't trust me.
My relationship with the Lord wasn't, it was probably the farthest from my mind. I was always looking for something, but not necessarily knowing what exactly it was that I was looking for. So I talked to my husband about getting back into church, and so the James River North campus opened up, and we started going. As soon as the doors opened, everybody was just so welcoming. It just felt like home. It was just very peaceful. I always would get very emotional during service, Jesus was just talking to me. I didn't feel like I was gonna be able to trust that he was gonna be there for me, that he was going to be able to forgive me for my past, being in broken relationships and being married multiple times. So I didn't ever wanna give my heart to him because I was just afraid. During the James River Christmas event, I was sitting there. I was weeping in tears, listening to the pastor's sermon. I knew that God was speaking to my heart. I wanted to let go of all the pain that I had felt from all the abuse that I had endured. I was so discouraged and so broken inside that I wanted a new beginning. So I just gave in. I just was like, okay, I'm letting go. I'm not gonna worry about all these people around me because it's not between me and them. And I lifted up my hand. I said, it's time to go. Walking down to the altar, it felt like a whole lot of weight lifted off my shoulders. My daughter, she had went forward already. She was like, hey mom, do you want to get baptized together? And I was like, what a great opportunity that if I'm going to do this today, then I'm just going to go all the way. And that's exactly what I did.
I think it was a couple weeks after that, maybe a month, and realized that I needed to start a relationship back with God. So I knew what I needed to do. I raised my hand and went forward.
My past was filled with a lot of shame and guilt, and since coming to Christ, he has given me new confidence. And my marriage since coming to Christ has been the best that it's ever been. The James River Christmas at the North Campus that day, it was my gift. It was my present that he gave me. And I'm just so thankful that I gave my life that day. And I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Isn't that fantastic? I want to ask you this question. What's the answer for somebody who's from a dysfunctional background, who moves into life as an adult, has one failed marriage after another, has husbands who not only, violated her trust, but physically abused her, emotionally abused her, sexually abused her. And then she gets into another marriage and she is so down, so broken, so insecure, so lacking in self-esteem that she's got her now husband filming himself at different places so that she knows where he's at because she's not trusting anyone. Let me ask you, what's the solution for somebody like that? What's going to make a difference in their life? What's going to bring life change? What are you going to say? Can I just say that Candy's story is an example of the power of the gospel and the gift of forgiveness to change a person's life? I listen to the story and I think of Romans 1:16, where Paul writes, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for the salvation, the deliverance of anyone who believes." The gospel has that kind of power, that kind of transformational ability to heal, to set right, to direct, to change, to work in a person from the inside out. Oh, I know there might be some who would say, that just is almost naive to think that could happen because you've not experienced the power of the gospel. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians, "For the preaching of the cross is to those who perish foolishness. But unto us who are saved, it is the power of God." That gift of forgiveness, when you receive it, brings with it life-changing, miracle-working power. I want to ask you this morning, have you received that gift of forgiveness? It's the most important gift anybody can receive. And that miracle-working gift of forgiveness is what Christmas is all about. And if it's not about that, it's not about anything. It's about God sending his son, Jesus, to do for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. On that first Christmas, the angel said, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord." That's what Christmas is about. And so the most important issue then, and the reason why we do the James River Christmas, is because we want everyone that we can possibly reach to hear the news that God sent a Savior, that God offers forgiveness, and that forgiveness will transform your life. But it only transforms your life if you receive the gift. It's the only way it works. I mean, Patty, we could have offered her this Ford Focus and said, "Listen, you don't have a car. This thing's going to transform your life. This is going to make a difference in your life. You need a car, Patty." But if Patty says, "You know what? I don't want the keys. I don't want the car." Guess what? We can want to give her a wonderful gift that will help her. But if she does not reach out and take hold of it and receive it, the gift's not going to be of any help to her. Salvation's that way. God can offer the gift of forgiveness, but unless you take hold of it, you'll never know the difference it can make in your life. Have you taken hold of it? Have you experienced that life-changing power of Jesus that moves you from darkness into light, that makes you a brand new person? Because that's what we're talking about. Honestly, Candy really is a brand new person. When you compare her to a year ago, brand new. Amazing, isn't it? But in keeping with what Paul said happens in 2 Corinthians 5, if anyone is in Christ, listen to this, they are a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, everything's new. How? From the inside out, you become a new person. The old is gone. Has there been a moment where you put your faith in Christ and experienced his life-changing power so that in the days and the weeks and the months that followed, you were aware, wow, you know what, I've become a different person. And not because somebody told you do this or do that, but because from the inside, God radically changed your life. If that has not happened to you, then you're not a Christian, not in the sense that when you die, you'll go to heaven, and certainly not in the sense where you will have experienced his miracle-working, life-changing power in this life. And so you today need to receive the gift God wants to give you. But it's only yours if you take hold of it. It's only yours if you receive it. So this involves a decision on your part to reach out and say, I want that. And then there's others, and you're like Jason, who Jason said, you know, I had a relationship with God, but I'd gotten away from the Lord. And what Jason needed to do, if he was going to experience the life-changing power of God in his life, he needed to rededicate, recommit his life to Christ. And today, if you're away from God and you've not been walking with God, but you've come here either because you saw the program, you heard about it, or somebody invited you, but you know you're not right with God, today's the day where you can rededicate your life to him and you can leave this place different than you came in Jesus' name. You can leave this place knowing that you're right with God. You can leave this place walking with God in a newness of life with his power and his hand on your life. But if you will or if you won't is your decision.